You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Welcome to my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, featuring my castmates Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics that matter to you from a real and free perspective. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was God is Good by one of my favorite artists in the world and a good friend of mine, Godfrey Birdtail. Welcome to episode 2 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song and to Caitlin Kwaki for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. Thank you so much to Kata Mafiaso from Grindhard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. This 13-episode, 16-minute-ish long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. And this is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led in my heart, through my voice, through my music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I am a receiver and giver of grace. I'm very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in last week. I've been receiving wonderful testimonies and reports from people in Argentina and Canada and all around America and other countries as well about how the show is affecting you and how my Spirit and Soul song has blessed you and encouraged you, and I'm thankful for that. I really am. The title of tonight's episode is Who is God? Who is God? We'll begin breaking down what God actually means, who he is, and what that says about us. Ty Jordan will be bringing a new Grace Fit segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, introducing Mythbusters, where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God. We'll be answering your questions and having another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. For all the coffee lovers, three people are going to win handcrafted organic coffee and French deluxe vanilla powder from Coffee Bean. Stay tuned in and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win these prizes. I like that. That was a little bit of a tongue twister. So make sure you stay tuned in to see how you can win. And obviously, I'm going to be posting it on my social media as well. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. My Power Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. This winter, we will be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, L.A. County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio soon with TK and Caitlin, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'll be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody who tweets me, Facebooks me, you Instagram, YouTube, you email me. I'm so thankful for your support. Our first segment of the night is called Mythbusters. This is where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God that was given as a free gift when He created us and through Jesus. Disclaimer, and this applies to every single episode of Spirit and Soul. I am not trying to convince anybody of anything. I am simply enjoying my life with God and sharing all that I receive with others. All I know is that I was once tormented by fear, anxiety, depression, bitterness, panic and paranoia, low self-esteem, body image issues, jealousy, and more. And no one around me could help me, for they were struggling too. The God that I met as a little girl opened my heart, mind, and eyes to see Him again as He really is. And since I've been walking in grace, I've never been the same. I used to not want to live because I hurt so badly, but now I always want to live. Even on my worst day, my heart is still full of joy because I feel the love of God for me and for every person permeating through my heart and reminding me that I am never alone, I am never forgotten, I am eternally accepted and cared for. I never feel far from His presence or life because it lives in me and it follows me wherever I go. And I also experience and encounter it in every person that I meet. I have never felt more liberated, or more clear in my mind, confident, bold, compassionate, vulnerable, at peace in my entire 29 years of life. And I believe this free and wonderful life is available for everyone. I'll be sharing more throughout the season, all the benefits of knowing that you're loved by God and seeing life from this beautiful, expansive perspective. And if this is not for you, that's okay. I won't be offended. I will continue to be myself and encourage you anyway. I accept you and love you as you are. Who is God? I'm sure you've grown up hearing and believing many things about Him or her or it, depending on what you believe. How have these beliefs affected your life? Have you ever questioned or wondered about it? As I discussed during our premiere episode last week, God introduced Himself to me when I was a very little girl through dreams and visions that I'm living today and will be living in the near and distant future. But as I went through a lot of difficulties and challenges in my life and grew up in church and religion, the Jesus I met as a little girl was not the same God I was learning about around me. I want you to know that when I say God or Jesus, those names are interchangeable to me. The quote-unquote God I began to learn about scared me, disappointed me, made me feel lonely, confused me, and I secretly carried bitterness and distrust in my heart because I thought He was the one who caused all the evil, chaos, and ache from my childhood and school years. Even though I wouldn't dare say it out loud, I could never trust a God who causes me pain, abuse, and hurt, especially a child, to teach me a lesson that I would eventually teach to others. sounds like a terrorist and tyrant to me. So, who is God? I'm going to expound upon some things and qualities and characteristics of whom I believe God is. And only one of them will you find where in the Bible it says that is exactly who he is. It's the only one. Other things that I'm saying, you know, they are qualities that God possesses and who he is, but one of them describes him perfectly. So number one, God is love. God is love. I'll be using some Bible verses throughout the season. It depends on how I feel, because I don't believe that I have to only use Bible verses in order to explain myself. But in some ways, I will be using them because it's what I believe. 1 John 4:8b says, "For God is love." God is love. Most of us don't even know what love is. We've been taught a lot of times that love is conditional. You know, that love is based upon what you do. But what does that type of love produce? That love type of love produces only more doing in order to receive, you know? And so then we have to begin to question and wonder, you know, what is actual love? When I think of love and when I think of God being love, because that describes him perfectly. That's the only place in the Bible where you'll see it says God is. Other things it may say, you know, God is like this, or these are characteristics to describe him. But love is the only thing that we know is exactly who he is. Love is kind. You know, love is understanding. Love is compassionate. Love brings out the best in others. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't know, you know, when I would hear that God is love ever so often, that love didn't sound like the love that I believe now. You know, it was more of a conditional love based upon what you do. But for me, that doesn't sound like real love. When I think of the love that flows from my heart for other people, and that love came from God that he gives to me every single moment of the day, it's a love that's unconditional. It's a love that's based on the overflow. It's based on identity and truth and value and loving people from that place, not from a place of what they do and what they say and what is manifesting out of them, but from their true identity and their true value. You know, God is love. He's kind. He's compassionate to us. He's caring. He's patient. He's so giving to us. He gives of everything that he is through that love because he has more than enough. It's not a giving to receive type of love. It's giving from that overflow. Also, God is family. God is family. Many of us have grown up in broken families, or even some of us have grown up without a family. God will be the family for you that you need. I believe that through Father God, through Jesus, through Holy Spirit, they will be the family that we need, and they provide people in our lives to show us, you know, if we don't have a healthy family, to be healthy representations of family to us. You know, family meaning, you know, we came from God. You know, it says, even one of my favorite verses, it talks about how we were made in the image of God. Many of us don't even think about that. Like, what does that mean, being made in his image? That means that we were made perfect. We were made so full. We were made complete, made just like him, meaning that God sees us on the same type of value as he is. We are not beneath him. We are not inferior at all, but we are on the same playing field as God is. And, you know, when you talk about being your family, especially if you talk about with Father, you know, it's where your very life comes from, where the very, you know, your being, where your thought process, where, you know, a lot of your belief systems. And not only as a father, but God has many characteristics about him that are like a mother as well, you know. And so for me, I don't get offended when people, you know, refer to God as a she, you know, because I don't know where they are in their heart and what God has done for them. He could have been a mother figure to them. You know, and God is very motherly, you know, and also being a sibling, he's able to be, you know, like a brother and sister to us. If you've grown up without a brother or sister, you know, knowing that you have a place where you came from that goes beyond just in this present moment. Also, God is friendship. This is one of my favorite ones, you know, one of my favorite qualities about God, friendship. I can tell God anything that I have on my heart to share with him or her, I can say on my heart, you know, and I just feel I can trust I can trust God with my entire being and my life. I feel so comfortable and so free to be myself. And it wasn't always like this, you know. There were times when I just were like, I felt ashamed or afraid or couldn't be myself. But now I just feel so comfortable. Like, God is my very best friend in the world. And I do have wonderful, amazing friends also. And they are, to me, they are representations of my friendship with God, because it feels just as wonderful and life-giving as that relationship. And I do believe also that all of our relationships in this world, our close ones, are to be a reflection of our relationship that we have with God. And so with the friendship, you can tell him anything, you know, or you can say, share all your secrets, you can share your deepest desires, your deepest passion. You get to communicate with each other anytime that you feel like it. It's not like I have to be at this specific place in order to converse, or have to be feeling this kind of way. I can be however I am, whatever that moment, and it's okay, because God accepts me as I am, and he's my best friend, and I know that I'm his best friend. God is healer. This is another one of my favorites. God is healer. Whatever the type of healing that it may be, from physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, relationally, God is able to heal. You know, it doesn't matter how long we've been going through something, how long we've been struggling. As I share with you all in my testimony and stories from my life, you know, I've been through many different things. There were some times when I was feeling things and struggling with things for many, many years, you know, but God has reminded me, and I can see it now as I'm on the other side, that he'd been healing me all along. My whole life, he'd been healing me. He'd been restoring my life. He'd been bringing everything together, you know, and healing may not always look the way that we would think it would, you know, according to the world standard. It may not mean that everything just completely goes away or that it looks totally different, but oftentimes, and this is what I believe now, that healing can mean that we are able to transcend whatever tries to hold us back, that it no longer has to define us, that yes, I can be struggling with this, or I can be feeling this particular way, and guess what? Because I know my true identity in Jesus, because I know whom I originally came from, being born of God, what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling, whatever I'm going through can never define and determine who I really am. And in that place of freedom, I'm able to be myself, and I can receive the healing that's needed. And then I'm able to transcend, so that way it's like I'm untouchable, meaning that we're able to rise above. I see it as if when I have a mental picture or a picture of this in my heart, you know, where we're literally rising above all of the challenges, like we are like on the waves, like a surfer. And we're literally rising above those challenges and those struggles and all those things that held us back. And that, to me, is such a great healing. You know, it's even greater healing sometimes than seeing the situation change, because sometimes the situation changes, but I didn't change. And so did I really get healed? You know, I believe that healing actually starts from the inner being. It doesn't only start when the circumstance changes, because how many of us know we've seen it, like people have prayed for things and they desire changes in certain situations and things to happen, but then they're still the same person. You're like, well, you prayed for this and you wanted this and God did all these things, but you're still not happy. And so did they really get healed? You know, we have to think about that and wonder those things. God is dreams, and he's our greatest dreamer and the giver of dreams and the giver of good things. God is dreams. As I share with you all, you know, that's how God revealed himself to me when I was a little girl. Jesus revealed himself to me through dreams and visions that I'm living today and ones that I'll be living in the near and distant future. You know, God dreamed us into existence. He dreamed us, you know, thinking to himself, how else would I be able to enjoy this quality of life? I want to share it with someone. I want to be able to share all of this. You know, I'm sharing it with Jesus. I'm sharing it with the Holy Spirit. I want to share it with another being that's just like me. And God created us. He dreamed us into existence. And so I want to encourage anyone to, you've had dreams in your heart that you've been praying about, that you've been thinking about. You wonder what's from God, what's not from God. I want to encourage you that the dreams in your heart are from him, that he is the giver of dreams and all good things. And so we don't have to separate our dreams from God. I know we're taught that a lot, but I believe that they're synonymous with one another. And as we're able to continue sharing our dreams with him, you know, through us feeling comfortable enough to be ourselves and growing that friendship, you know, we realize just how much they do come from God and that He desires our dreams to come to pass just as much as we do. Also, God is protector. God is protector. And there's so many wonderful, amazing things that we can use to define God and say who He is, but I'm only expounding upon a few on this episode, and we'll be talking about this more throughout the season. So God is protector. God will protect you. He will protect your mind. He'll protect your heart. He'll protect your body. He'll protect your being. I think of things that I went through in my life, and as challenging as it was, and I know that it was now knowing the truth, I know that it was not God who ever caused me pain. He did not ever cause me torture or hurt or chaos in my life, because God is love, and love does not cause abuse. But that through the evil that's in this world and through other people's free will to do wrong, because if people are made, you know, with free will, that means that they get to choose whether they're going to make the right decision or not. And if people are under, especially if they're under substances, if people have different illnesses, they're not always going to be able to make the right decisions. And so knowing what I know now, I know that God is the one who protected me. He protected me so that even in all the challenges and pain that I went through, I'm still standing here today. For those of you who've been looking for a sign, you've been wondering, how do I know that I'm loved? How do I know that I'm cared for? Today is another sign. Right now is another sign as you're listening to this. God is protecting you. He is looking out for you. He is orchestrating things in your life, meaning bringing it all together, protecting you from things that could have tried to bring you down or try to destroy you. So you don't have to live in worry or fear or of how am I going to be protected? What if this happens to me? God is protecting you. Also, God is provision. God is provision. We're going to talk about this more throughout the season. God is the provider of your life. What do you need? What do you want? What do you long for? What do you desire? He will be that for you, and He longs to do that, and He's glad to do that. People will say, well, you know, Sade, God is not like Santa Claus, and you're right. He's much better than Santa Claus. Santa Claus can't hold a candle to God, and the genie can't hold a candle to God. And it's not saying that I look at him as someone where you rub his belly and say, and I want this. But when you have such a wonderful, intimate relationship with someone, you can share the desire, the deepest desires of your heart from a place of freedom, and you can trust in God that He's going to bring it to pass. And even if it doesn't look the way you expected it to, He's going to continue to love you in such a way that you won't even know that it didn't come out the way you wanted it to, because you'll still be satisfied because you're living from that place of contentment. God is your provision. Whatever you need, He will supply for you. He does not demand, God supplies. Lastly, God is Savior. I love John 3:17. You know, and also John 12:47. We've heard these two verses so much, but we don't really actually know what they mean. We use them typically to try to force people to make a decision and say a sinner's prayer as opposed to just loving them. You know, God is Savior. John 3:17 says, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And also John 12:47, and if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but save the world. God is your Savior. What does He save us from? He saves us from death. How many of us are scared of all the time? Most of the time our fear comes from we don't want to die, and we're scared of what's going to happen to us after we die. How wonderful is it to know that through Jesus we may die in this very instant, but He raises us and we're able to live for forever. All right, so do I believe in life after death? Heck yes, I do. I believe that through Jesus we're able to live for forever, that we can continue our lives and continue to live on, and we don't have to live feeling scared and freaked out all the time. If I have to do this at this particular time or this is going to happen, we're going to talk more about this throughout the season, but God is Savior, and I'm telling you, it's way better than you ever probably were taught in any place or ever grew up thinking. It's not from a place of fear of I have to do this, but I'm telling you, He's the one who removes fear, and He's the one who instead supplies you with life and encouragement and empowerment. As I share with you all, we're going to continue to talk about this more throughout the season. We can only share so much on one episode. But we're going to continue to talk more about this throughout the season. To wrap up Mythbusters, I want to share this clip by my favorite speaker in the world and one of my greatest inspirations, besides Greg Henry, Bertie Brits. Their bravery and courage to be their authentic selves has radiated my heart and helped to give me confidence to be myself too. This clip was taken from his message, How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly. I titled this clip, Knowing God for Yourself.
If you want to see light break forth from scriptures and from darkness in your life where you don't know which way to go, go and sit and study out how good God is and let Him have that goodness directed towards you, and your ears will be open to hear what God's saying. There's no other way. He's going to goodness you into hearing Him. There is no other way. I promise you, there's no other way. If you ask me, Bertie, what's the will of God? You're going to, I don't want to shock people, but if you want to ask me, Bertie, what's the will of God for you? What is God's voice to you? I say what I think and what I want to do. Because He's come to live in me. Now go and be pampered by the news, and go and be pampered by stuff that lies to you about your value, where you don't feel loved and all those kind of things, and that will bring forth desires in you, and that will tell you, and then you will make your own willpower available on how to bring it forth, and you'll have thoughts born which will tell you what you must do in your own willpower. The thing works both ways. So, in conclusion, be very careful to be under any doctrine or any place where the goodness of God is not continually magnified all the time. You must come to the point where you say, my goodness, I don't know, you know, I cannot even number all the good things that God has done. You know what, Bertie, there's scriptures in the Old Testament that says this and that. Skip them. If we need to be pampered by the goodness of God, skip the verses about hell and fire and torture, man. My goodness, we've heard that too much. Can't we come to scriptures like God is a Savior, love, kind, friend of sinners, don't condemn the woman caught in the act of adultery, that He is love and can never be anything else, that God's eyes looks at us and He wants to set us free from what kills us, that God became a human and took a human being and put Him in the Trinity forever so that He can forever behold man in perfection, and that that Jesus is actually your high priest talking about you. My goodness, why can't we come to a place where we behold that day and night? Yeah, but Bertie, that verse says, I don't care. Every verse in the Bible must first come past Jesus to get in my heart.
Amen.
Finished. I don't care if it's a theologian, I don't care. And I don't want to say it arrogantly, but I want to tell you truly, not in an ugly way, but I don't care. You can have a theologian with many doctor's degrees, with everything, with scripture upon scripture, line upon line, whatever. He must take that and put it right next to Jesus that loves on a woman that didn't even confess her sin.
Yep, come on.
And if that all that studies contradicts what I see here, I'm rather going with what God showed in Jesus.
Amen.
End of it. And I'll rather say, I don't understand these verses now, but I know these verses, correctly understood, will never contradict this.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make. God is good to me. His mercy, favor, and compassion follows me wherever I go. God will always see the best in me and accept me as I am. I matter to God. My life is of great significance. I am a master receiver. My entire being is opening up to believe and receive what God says about me. The entire universe has opened up to me and my life. I live and love from rest and the overflow of my heart. I don't have to be afraid of tomorrow because God has already gone before me and made a way for me. His Spirit is always with me and in me. My doing comes from my being. My giving comes from contentment and peace. Who I am is more than enough for God. My mind is being renewed every moment of every day to the truth of His love, compassion, and goodness towards me. My mind is being healed from regret, anxiety, bitterness, and worry. I can see as God sees and hear as He hears. Just like God feels what I feel, I can feel what He feels and how He feels about me. No one is better than me and no one is worse than me. We are all equal and unique, seated in heavenly places, just like Jesus. I don't have to live in fear of other people's opinions of me because I will always be accepted by God. It's okay if people don't always understand me because I will always be understood by God. I can love people from the love that I receive from God with no expectations of what I'll get from them in return. I am a fountain and not a drain. I empower others because I am empowered. What's for me is for me. My relationships are healthy and strong. I do not expect people to fill me up, and they cannot empty me because my dependency is on Christ Jesus. I am attracting healthy and grace-filled people around me because that is what I reflect. I allow people to be who they are, and I lead by example in the way that I love. I am an atmosphere changer. When I walk into a room, everywhere that I go, I carry the peace, love, forgiveness, joy, and grace of Father God. I am not a project or robot that needs to be fixed. I am a child of God. I am full of light. All change and transformation starts in my heart. I can breathe and rest easy knowing that God is for me. He will love me into the truth and effortless transformation. I can love myself and be proud of who I am in the process. I am whole and fulfilled. God is working it all out in me, for me, through me, and with me. I can relax and be myself with no fear or shame. Our next segment is Grace Fit with Ty Jordan. Join Grace Professor, functional medicine practitioner, speaker, and entrepreneur Ty Jordan as he shares practical and spiritual tools that aid you to recover your true self. Hashtag Grace Fit to ask him questions and join in the conversation. How are you doing tonight, Ty?
I'm doing great, Sade. I'm doing great.
I'm going to let you take it away.
First of all, I want to thank you for tuning into my Grace Fit segment on the new Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'm your Grace Professor. In this class, we all have a passing grade. But first, before you all get excited, I must tell you why you passed and for what reason. The reason is that God has fitted you perfectly for His grace, tailor-made just for you. Yes, you are valuable and worth it to Him. So, class, in this course, we're going to be erasing some condemnation, some guilt, some shame, some lies, some unhealthy views about God, some unhealthy views and wrong thinking about who we are. And we are going to take out our pencils and replace what was written about us that just wasn't true. The good news is that it has already been written that who you are is loved, lovable, and worth it. So the question that is of great importance is, who is God? The answer to this question allows us to either feel and experience the love and freedom and grace of God, or put us in fear and keep us from seeing our true self. And that true self is innocent. So the question is, who is God? So who is God to you? Who is God to me? Who is God to the birds, the crickets, and the lizards? Who is God to our relatives? Who is God to our parents? The answer of who God is must be found in church, right? It must be found in religion, right? Who is God should be the same no matter what church I go to across the world, right? Is the definition of God the same as all of the denominations and what the institutional church say he is? If so, I will say that's tens of thousands of different answers of who God is. I know for me, along my journey in grace, God revealed to me who he is. This is what I know about God. My circumstances told me different. But as I got into the gospel, as the gospel was revealed to me, as the good news was revealed to me, this opened up who God really is. So I'm going to explain. I'm going to go into a little bit of my story. I'm going to share a little bit about some dark paths that I went down. And it happened based upon me fruit inspecting my life or fruit examining my life. And what I mean by fruit inspection and fruit examining is looking at my life, looking at circumstances, looking at results as a way to define who I was and my worth in this world. And you know where this led me to? Fruit inspection. Fruit inspection and fruit examining my life led me to depression. Fruit examining and fruit inspection led me to suicidal thoughts. It led me to anxiety, panic attacks, and low self-esteem. Worthlessness. I thought at any time I'm like, okay, well, when is my time? Because I feel like my purpose is not going to come to pass. And usually when we hear people speak of depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, et cetera, it's from them doing destructive behavior patterns. But the difference is with me was these feelings of depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts, you know where they came from? They came from me holding on to a word that was spoken over my life, and I thought that it was already supposed to come to pass. So guess what I was doing? I was looking at my life, and by what was manifested in my life, I thought that life was found in what was manifested in my life. So when I looked around, and according to the world way of defining success, hey, I wasn't successful. Hey, I received a prophetic word 7-8 years ago, and guess what? It still hasn't come to pass. I was looking at my life. I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm supposed to be successful in business. I'm supposed to be successful in relationships. But guess what? I went through two relationships. I no longer was a part of a ministry that I so adored and so loved for so many years. And I was left in the dark, didn't know what I was going to do. So I thought my life was worthless. I thought my life had no meaning anymore, although I knew what the word says. Although I held on to that word, but it was like it actually drove me away because I was looking at the fruit and I thought this was God. I thought God was found in manifested fruit. I thought God, the goodness of God was, hey, this is manifested in your life and this is how you, this is where you get your happiness and success from. You know, throughout my life, I never had true consistent happiness because of a belief system that I had. And this belief system was found and rooted in fruit inspection and examining my life of some type of fruit, of some type of result. Yes, the Bible says many things. The Bible says that we were promised so many things. But what if, what do we do in the process? Are we not now who we are created to be? So this just is a little bit about those dark days, depressed days, suicidal thoughts. But as I mentioned before, God said, you know what? You don't have to live by these things anymore. You don't have to live by these self-defeating, self-limiting beliefs anymore. He said, here are some do's and do nots that I want you to live by. He said, know this about me. He said, know this about me and confess this about me because I have persuaded your heart about this. I have persuaded your heart that I am a God who do not remember your sins. I am a God who do not keep record of wrong. I am your God who do not hold no good thing from you, and this includes finances. He said, I am a God who do not speak harshly to you. He said, I am a God who do not curse people and curse your finances. Many times when I was going through those circumstances, I'm like, well, God, I know you're good. And I see you're good to other people. But what about me? What about me? I'm reading the word. I'm like, well, I see you save Peter from drowning. I see you know, you save Paul on the boat. I see you save Noah in the ark. I see you saving all these people. But what about me? But he specifically told me, he said, listen, through Jesus, he said, I am a God who do exceedingly more. And this is, I read this from the Mirror Bible by Francois de Troyes. I love this. I think it's Ephesians 3:20. It says, he supercharges us powerfully from within. Our biggest request or most amazing dream cannot match the extravagant proportion of his thoughts towards us. And this other do for life, remember, this is the do's and do nots to live by, because we're usually thinking that the do's and do nots is rules and regulations. This do says, I am a God who do allure you, and I speak tenderly to you. And as God began to speak these things to my heart, you know, it's just like in the morning times, the sun is out, you roll back the curtains, roll back the blinds, and light come in. This new perspective, this true perspective on who God is, actually completely restored me. You know, restored me from going down a path that was very harmful. You know, I didn't know what loving myself was because I kept things to myself. I internalized things. When I went through my divorce, I internalized so much. Although I wasn't, I didn't act out, or I didn't violently act out, or I never did that. I never was a violent person. But guess what? I was violent towards myself. I had violent thoughts towards myself. When I say violent, I mean harsh and abrasive. And I was negative towards myself, and I internalized those things. And because I was in the martial arts for about 16 years now, I thought I was exuding self-control, and I looked at that as being noble. But it wasn't noble when I internalized. Excuse me, getting a little choked up, but getting a little emotional. But I no longer saw that is self-control. I saw it as I wasn't loving myself. But the good news is that I no longer have to internalize hurt, any harm, any rejection, any lies, any self-condemning thoughts, because as Jesus is, so am I in this earth. And I'm going to wrap it up. And going back to the question of who God is to you, who God is to me, that answer has to bring freedom and truth to our hearts in order for it to be life-changing. If at any point you describe to me who God is and this bring bondage to me or this bring condemnation to me, then that answer is not the truth. And I just want to leave off by saying who God is to you is the light in which you live life by. And it has to be conducive to how God treated Jesus. How did God treat Jesus? Was God harsh to Jesus? Did God punish Jesus? Contrary to what many people believe, God did not punish Jesus. It says we think God stricken Jesus, or we thought that God punished Jesus for his own sins. But guess what? Jesus committed no sins of his own. And he came to reflect who we are, our true identity, our true self. And I thank him for his great grace, his great unconditional love, and for showing me Jesus and showing me myself in Jesus, who revealed my true self.
Oh, my goodness, Ty, that was phenomenal. Can you share with everyone how they can stay updated with you on your social media?
Okay, so my social media, Ty Jordan, T-Y, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. I love to have you guys plug in, follow me, friend request me. And I also have a group, GraceFit, GraceFit Fellowship, if you just want to look up me. And let's connect.
Now, I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. I'll be doing this every week on Spirit and Soul, and I don't only pray for you when the show is going on. I pray for you in my heart throughout every day. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. He is constantly at work bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could face in this world. So I'm going to be reading through these prayer requests and praying for each person after I read it. These are ones that were sent in to me from Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and to my phone as well. So first for Shelly, she says, I would love prayers for the new school semester, all of my goals for the new year, and for financial provision. Love you always, Sade. Father God, I thank you so much for Shelly. I thank you that you are strengthening her mind this new school year. Thank you that even her brain is being strengthened, that she's going to be able to memorize things within her classes a lot easier, that she's not going to find herself struggling in any of her classes. Thank you that she's also going to be able to supernaturally get more rest. I know oftentimes from what I hear with college students, they don't get a chance to rest a lot, but I thank you that she will be able to rest a lot and study a lot. And I thank you that you're going to provide for her supernaturally this year. Thank you that you're opening doors for Shelly that she would have never even imagined financially and provision-wise. Thank you that you're also bringing people into her path who can support her and sponsor, be benefactors for her and her life. And thank you that she's going to be able to live from her goals and her dreams from a restful place. Love you, Shelly. Father God, I'm praying for Corey as well. She says, I could use prayer going out for my mom tonight for her to come out from all the condemnation and have her mind renewed in the truth that God is real and that eternal life is real, and just have the faith of the Son of God invade her entire person. Thank you so much, and I love coffee beans. Corey, you just won some of the gifts from the show tonight, too. Everyone, make sure you go to my Facebook or Twitter page now because I posted on how you can win some free coffee tonight. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Corey and for her mom. I thank you that you're visiting her in her dreams, that you're visiting her throughout the day and just persuading her heart of how much you love her and care for her, that you will always be there for her. Thank you that her heart and her mind, her being, are softening and opening up to receive your love. Thank you that you know exactly what is needed in order to reach her, in order to speak to her, and that it's happening even right now as I'm praying, even right now as we're speaking, that you've already been working on it. Thank you that you're totally transforming her life. I feel like your mom has struggled with a lot of worry and a lot of bitterness from situations and things she's been through. Father God, thank you that you are healing those deep pains within her mom's heart. Thank you that you're healing that deep pain within her heart and helping her to be able to trust you. And that even though she may have been through a lot in life, that you are the God who heals and restores and that she can begin again, that it's never too late. It's never too late. In Jesus' name. Praying for Nicole. She says, could you please pray for relief of my chronic pain? I have physical pain every day that I manage, but lately it's been screaming at me and wearing me down. Most days I'm strong, but some days I'm very weary from it. Thank you so much. Father God, I thank you so much for Nicole. Thank you that you are our healer. As I was praying, as I was talking about tonight during Miss Blessed, we thank you that it's never too late for you, and it doesn't matter how long we've been struggling or suffering, that you're still the God of miracles. You're still the God that's able to help us transcend. I thank you so much for every bone, every muscle, every nerve in Nicole's body, that you are bringing everything together, that you are renewing her health and her strength. Thank you that she's not just going to have to cope and manage, but thank you that you are literally every single day that her pain level is decreasing. Nicole, you are so loved by God. You are so loved by God. He cares for you so much. He has greater things in store for you than anything that you've ever been through. You don't have to think that this is just a lot in life or that this could ever define you or determine who you are. You are greater than whatever pain and ache or challenge that you have been through. This can never speak a word about who you are. You are fully accepted and loved by God and received by Him. Thank you, Jesus, that you're continuing to heal Nicole's heart and that you're healing her mind as well as you're healing her body, in Jesus' name. Also for Tina, she said, for continued fervent prayers needed. Father God, thank you so much that you're continuing to bring wonderful peace to Tina. Thank you that you are just bringing rest for her soul, that you are bringing to pass all the dreams in her heart, that she can realize and see that nothing is dormant and nothing is just sitting there, but that it's actually been growing and it's actually been being saturated and blossoming in her entire being even before you ever gave her the dreams and she ever dreamed up these things. Thank you that this is a year of wonderful rest for her and wonderful acceleration through your grace. Yeah, thank you, Father God. For Sarah, she says, friends and family, please keep my sisters-in-law, Josephina and Veronica, in prayer. They're going in for surgery in the morning. Josephina is donating her kidney to Veronica. This will be Veronica's second kidney implant. We have prayed for this miracle for the past year and know that God has heard and answered our prayers. Now she's going to be off social media for the next 21 days, but we'll update us on their progress. Thank you, everyone. All right, Father God, thank you so much for Sarah and her family. I'm praying right now for Josephina and Veronica. Thank you that you are strengthening Veronica's kidneys and her body, even right now, that you're strengthening her body and whatever the ailment or sickness that she has had, that you are just decreasing it day by day. And I thank you that instead you are filling her with your new life. Also for Josephina as well, filling her with your brand new life. Thank you that you're restoring this family, that you are renewing their energy, that you are giving them brand new life every single day. Abundant life every single day. And I just thank you that you're comforting this family right now, comforting them with your peace, with your love and your joy. And I just feel God wants you all to know that He's with you, that He understands, He sees you, He feels everything that you feel within this time, and He's with you. He will not leave. He never has He left. And that He was even with them in the hospital room and everywhere that they go. Thank you, Father God. For Roxy, she says, can you please pray for my boyfriend? He's in the field, Shade at Fort Bliss, and I just moved to Colorado. I know he misses me very much, and it would be much appreciated. Roxy is in the military, and her boyfriend is as well. And can you please pray for me? We are on lockdown because of level 2 hurricane over here, and the wind has gotten so destructive it's even scary to go across the street. Can you please pray I'll be able to finish my work and not be gone with the wind? Ha ha. Thank you, Shade. Father God, thank you for Roxy and for her boyfriend. Thank you that you are continuing to bring them together, and you, thank you that you are the rock of their relationship, that they can lean in on you during this time and continue to strengthen each other. And I also thank you that you are watching over him every single night, that he doesn't have to feel lonely in any area of his life, but he knows that you are with him and that you are for him. Also, thank you for Roxy and for everyone that's with her. Thank you that they're going to be able to get all their work done and everything that needs to be taken care of, and that the wind and the hurricane will not hinder anything. And also just thank you for keeping them safe and every single person who's around where the hurricane is, that you're keeping them all safe and all of their belongings safe, in Jesus' name. Okay, for last one, for LaTanya, she says, Shade, I love your heart. I pray that the Lord continues to bless you and use you to reach out to others. You are truly a blessing. If you have time, of course I have time. Please pray that the Lord strengthens my mind, body, and spirit, as well as heals any and every doubt that I have in my faith, my family's as well. Thank you, Shade, and please tell your mom hello from us. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for LaTanya. First, I thank you for renewing her joy. Thank you for renewing her joy. She's been disappointed a lot. And you already know that, Pops. And I thank you that you are renewing her joy and that you are healing her from the disappointment in her life. Thank you that you are strengthening her mind, body, and spirit with your love and your goodness. LaTanya, I see you literally being saturated by the love and goodness of God, and that it's bringing newness to every single part of your body. And Jesus is persuading you of his love for you. He only wants the best for you. He only wants goodness for you. None of the pain and horrible things you've been through have been because of God. It is not because of God. As I mentioned earlier within the show, because of the evil that we have in this world and because of the oppression that other people live in when they are not living from the freedom of the love of God. But I thank you, Jesus, that you are the one who brings healing. I thank you that you are renewing her family, that you are showing her that you are provision this year, and not just provision financially, but that you're provision mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, socially, whatever it is that she's needed, that you are able to provide and supply them. And I just want to pray for every single person who's listening. As I was saying on our last show for episode one, I know this is New Year and we have so much pressure that we can feel upon ourselves and being in this world to be perfect, but I want to encourage you that you're not a project and that you can take it one day at a time, and you're going to be able to look and see how God has been orchestrating all the amazing things happening in your life, how he's bringing all things together. Sometimes it doesn't look like it makes sense. As I posted recently, it looks like a hot mess. And you're like, God, how are you going to bring anything out of this? And he's like, watch me. I will. It doesn't matter what it looks like. He's able to bring everything together. And so I just speak rest over every single person. I speak peace over our souls and our minds, over our beings, and that we're going to live our lives from that place. Okay, and then another segment we'll be featuring every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I'll be sharing stories and testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. And this testimony or amazing Celebration Break is from my friend Terry Carter. He said, I want to say, and he wrote this to me, I want to say thank you for the prayers you have already prayed for me, Sade Champaign, Washington. And I see God's provision already manifesting in my situation. I am praying God's provision for you, my friend, as you continue to pour out your heart and soul for the greater good of others. Blessings, Terry Carter. Look at that. I have been praying for him and his finances and for his career, and God is already on it. And that's the kind of God whom is our God, is he is already on it, even before we pray. But we get to pray because we are partnering with him on it, and we get to express ourselves and just freely share what's on our hearts. And so thank you so much for sharing that Celebration Break, Terry. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 2 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champaign, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song, and to Caitlin Kwaki for singing background vocals. Thank you to Kata Mafiaso from Grindhard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to my castmate, Ty Jordan, and also to Virtue Brits for your message clip, Knowing God for Yourself. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is a medley by Music City Walls, a.k.a. Daryl Walls, You Are My Strength and I Will Taste. God is much better than you think. He will strengthen you when you feel weak. He longs to be good to you, for you to know that you 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 are loved, cared for, and accepted. He wants you to experience it in your heart, mind, body, and entire life. God will always be good to you. Next week's episode is titled, You Are Worthy and Valuable. Who you are is good. I am very passionate about this topic, and every message I teach, every post I write, and student I mentor, this is a core belief that I have. Veronica and I are bringing a new woman-to-woman segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, Mythbusters, taking your prayer requests, and having another celebration break. Thanks for listening to episode 2 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champaign, and I'll see you next Monday, January 16th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. Reach out to me. You are my strength, oh, strength like no other,
strength like no other,
strength like no other,
and reaches
to me.
You are my hope.
You are my
are thirsty,
come to the table.
Ye who are hungry,
He's good
to me.
Come on, everybody, sing it.
Said I.
Won't you?